It is time to talk the weekly feed. Callan Boyes, Fairfax National Food and Drink writer, joins me on the phone. Good morning, mate.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
Now, some weird food news for Australian, lovers of Australian politics. A cookbook that maybe we didn't see coming.
Yeah, I definitely didn't see it coming. So in the world of bizarre celebrity cookbooks, if you want to use the word celebrity, this certainly takes the cake, I think. Mark Latham tweeted this 2 days ago. Coming out for the Mother's Day special is Conversations in the Kitchen, Great Food, Great Friends with Alan Jones and Mark Latham.
Mark Latham and Alan Jones, their own cookbook.
Yep.
Look, I don't even know where to begin with it. I don't even know where to begin. What kind of food do you think they're going to be having in there?
I have absolutely not a clue. I didn't know where to begin with either. I thought it was a G-up.
So yeah.
I emailed the PR straight away from the publishing house, and she said, no, it's definitely real. We don't have a release date yet. I went deep into the dark web to find some information on this book. I know there's Latham has submitted 80 recipes. Jones has submitted at least one, and that is a recipe for sultana scones.
Okay.
So there's something to look forward to. It's based on, and again, I had to go way to his Facebook page since that was a suit. He doesn't like the left.
Nick. No, he doesn't. He really doesn't.
No, he's got a thing, that and the ABC and Fairfax. So I reckon they're both listening to this right now with their finger hovered over the big legal action button. So it was based on a cooking segment the two chums did on Jones's moderate-leaning show Jones & Co. on Sky a couple of years ago. So that went off so well, they decided to make a book out of it with New Holland Publishing. There you go.
I'm amazed that Mark Latham knows 80 recipes. I'm really quite stunned. Maybe you've been selling him short. I mean, unless they're all just cheese on toast with a different kind of topping.
I'd buy that. I'm definitely going to get my hands on a copy. I can't wait.
I can't wait either.
The Fairfax papers, because, we love a little bit of legal action around Fairfax. So it should come out by Mother's Day. So there's one to get all your mothers. They'd love that, wouldn't they? I'm just reading the back cover now. So Conversations in the Kitchen covers everything from their views, Australia as a nation, childhood, their many adventures. I can't wait for those. The people they've met, together with some hilarious stories, tall tales, and generally good spirit banter. Of course, with some cooking thrown in too. You'll learn what makes Jones and Latham tick.
They make it sound like a road trip that at the end they thought, oh, hang on, let's just do a cookbook instead of telling people what we did on the road trip.
Yeah, totally. Look, now, I don't know how these cookbook things work with these kind of celebrities. Maybe they don't necessarily write all the recipes themselves, and maybe there's a staff writer that might give them that bit of a leg up. I don't know. I wouldn't comment on that. But I have the same publishing house, and a lovely people actually over there at New Holland. They did the Merv Hughes cookbook last year that came out just before Christmas.
The Merv Hughes cookbook. I missed that.
Yeah, it's a cracker. Barbecues, beer, and BS, Nick. Do yourself a favour and get your hands on one. There's probably about 50 recipes for steak. I had a chat with Merv about it recently, and it was an absolute cracker. There was this line in the book, and it says, when you're going to the bottle shop, when you're going to the butcher, to get your steak for your barbecue, and you've got a few mates coming around, I like to pop into the bottle shop as well. I like to work on the ratio of one box of beer for every steak.
One carton for every steak?
Well, I don't know. He said box of beer in the book. And so I rang him up. By the way, when he answers the phone, he says, hello, Mervin speaking, which I quite enjoyed. But I said, hey, Merv, like, just out of curiosity, you said one box of beer for every steak. What is that? I'm not really sure what a box of beer is. Is that a carton or a six-pack? It's a carton. It's definitely a carton. So 24 beers for every steak. Pretty amazing.
Those steaks are either record winners or Merv is just still hanging out with old cricketers.
Yeah. I think any batsman on the 1989 Ashes series playing might need to adjust that ratio if needed. But yeah, he does also say he likes to give his steak well done. Controversial opinion for a cookbook. But just because that means you can drink more piss around the barbecue is the idea.
I'm absolutely in a state of shock. Look, at least Merv Hughes' cookbook's fairly inoffensive. I'm not sure I want to read Mark Latham's fried rice recipe.
Now, the cover of that book, I've retweeted on my Twitter and at Callum Boys, so people don't have to go to Mark Latham's Twitter to view it. But the real question I want to know, Nick, is why is Alan Jones dressed up as a chip? If you look at it, he's got these brown pants on, this mustard tie, and this jacket, which is like a Golden Gay Time colour. Alan, that's not a joke. That's just a simile. It's pretty amazing. He looks like a big sweaty chip.
It's true. The cover does look like the kind of selfie you reject before posting, not then think, oh, no, that'll be good for a book.
Yeah, and Latham's holding this coffee cup, which is definitely from Kmart. I think my mum's got a few of them around the house. I know them. Anyway, it comes out Mother's Day. So, yeah, readers, buy a cup. Well, don't. I'll just flip through it and have a laugh in the bookshop. I'll be reviewing everything from it when it comes out for good food. Don't worry.
I'll be looking forward to that. Callan, thanks so much, mate. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks, Nick. Cheers, man.
Callan Boy's there. He works for Good Food. He's the National Food and Drink Editor over at Fairfax. Jones and Latham, cookbook. All right, for Mother's Day. Look forward to that.